Hi, everyone. Your favorite little viper here, popping in with another fantasy. It's been a minute since I've shared a fantasy with you all. I'm sorry about that, but I assure you that this one will be very thrilling. In this scenario, we'll be tapping into our animal nature, our baser instincts. If you've paid attention to my audios, you won't be surprised to hear that I like fucking to be very primal and animalistic. I love the idea of having a possessive mate, one that wants to claim me and mark me as his own, covering me in his scent, spitting in my mouth and making me consume him, breeding me and claiming me from the inside, making every single part of my body his. I like my mate to be bigger and stronger than me, which isn't all that difficult since I'm only 5'2". But I want him to remind me of that fact. Remind me that he could easily overpower me. Remind me how small and weak I am. Remind me that in another life, I could be his prey. A soft, sweet, innocent little lamb placed upon his altar to be ravaged. That sounds a bit frightening, but honestly, I kind of like that. I like the idea of being the object of your most primal desires, of being your prey, of being hunted. And that's exactly what this fantasy is. I want to be hunted. Truthfully, I have a horrible fear of being chased. Just thinking about someone chasing after me makes my heart rate spike. But something about knowing that the experience would end with my mate claiming me makes it so exciting. So what do you think? Would you like to hunt down your little lamb and claim her? In my fantasy, the day starts off fairly normal, except for the fact that we both know today is a special day. I'd do my hair and my makeup so pretty. I'd pick out a cute dress, use an extra spritz of perfume, but of course I'd wear shoes I can run in. If anyone saw us, they'd think we were on our way to have a nice date. And I suppose, in a sense, they're right. We'd have to take a before picture of me all dolled up so we can compare it to the state I'm in after you've ruined me. We'd get in the car, and you'd place your hand on my thigh like normal. But today, we're driving somewhere dense and remote. The air in the car would be thick with anticipation. I'd be nervous and fidgeting with my dress. You'd squeeze my thigh to reassure me, but you'd be battling your own version of nervous energy. You'd be eager to flip that switch and become something wild. We'd finally reach our destination. A heavily wooded area with plenty of places to hide. You'd grab my face and kiss me, looking at me one last time before you evolve from man to wolf, and I from lady to lamb. And then your eyes would change, and you'd start counting down. My fear and adrenaline would take over, and I'd instinctively start running, sprinting into the trees with my dress, hair, and that extra spritz of perfume trailing after me. My feet would be pounding into the dirt as I ran, darting through the trees as fast as I can to put distance between us. But even with a head start, we both know how this is going to end. But I'd keep running until my lungs were burning, looking for a place to hide, not even noticing the sting of branches hitting my arms and legs as I ran. You won't be happy about that. The only marks you like to see on me are your own. And then my head start would be over, and I'd hear you tearing after me. I'd try my best to keep my breathing quiet and my footsteps light, but knowing I was being hunted would have my heart thundering with fear. The panic in me would rise as I tried looking for a hiding spot. I'd hear you and feel you gaining on me. I know you can smell me in the air. The scent of my perfume. The scent of my fear. Perhaps even the scent of my arousal. I'm your mate after all. You know my scent so well. I'd sneak between the trees looking for a place to crouch down out of sight. Before I could even register the hair standing up on the back of my neck, a rough hand would close down around my mouth, muffling my frightened cry. As you forced me to the ground, you'd be laughing. Laughing about how easy it was to find and catch your little lamb. About how you're going to devour me, make me scream. You'd push my head down and move your hand to the back of my head, pressing my face into the dirt while you lifted my hips, presenting my ass for you. You'd run a hand up the back of my thigh, lifting my dress with it to get a better view of your prize. I'd be panting and shaking with fear, but as you ran your thumb up and down my pussy through my panties, there would be no denying how else my body would be reacting to the fear and your touch. You'd call me a desperate and depraved little slut for being turned on with my ass in the air and my face shoved in the dirt. And you'd be right. You'd rip off my panties, shove your pants down just enough to pull your cock out, and then you'd bury it inside me in one rough thrust, savoring the feeling of my pussy stretching around you before you began to pound into me. Your hands would roam from the back of my neck to my hips and ass, gripping hard and spanking me as you fucked me, leaving your fingerprints and handprints behind to mark my flesh as yours. The power behind your thrusts would leave me breathless. I would have no choice but to just brace myself and take it as you used me, feeling you bottom out inside my pussy again and again. Your balls slapping against my clit, using me like a fleshlight, taking what's yours, what you won after hunting me down. You own me, my body, my pussy, my womb. It's all for you. Maybe you'd be gracious and rub my clit while you fucked me until you had me clenching and pulsing around you. My juices drenching your cock. Maybe you'd grab my face and force me to look at you while I came on your cock. My eyes spilling with tears. My cheeks red. Just how you like me. You'd keep fucking me through it. Growling in my ear about what a whore I am for how much I like being fucked raw into the dirt. How you've ruined me. How you're going to make a mess of my little pussy when you breed me. You'd pound into me faster, and I'd clench around you to milk your cock, pushing past my cock-drunk haze to beg you for your cum, begging you to fill me up and fuck a baby into me. Our baby. Begging you to give your little lamb what she needs. And you would. You'd bury your cock as deep inside me as you could, and you'd give me your cum. When I was properly filled, you'd slowly pull out of me, using your fingers to gather any cum that spilled out of me and push it back inside where it belongs. You'd pull my upper body off the ground and turn me around so I could clean our cum off of your cock and your fingers, and I would make sure to lick and suck every single drop off of you, to thank you for fucking me and giving me what I needed so badly. I'd be a mess, my hair and makeup ruined by dirt and leaves, my panties shredded, my pussy sore and full of cum. But I would be so, so happy. I arrived a pretty little lamb, and I would leave a thoroughly used slut, what I was meant to be. Thank you for helping me live out my fantasy. I can't wait to be hunted by you again.